Christine Bramer Moogley is the president of the Wisconsin Association for Justice, an organization that used to be known as the Wisconsin Academy of Trial Lawyers. She says with the new name comes a new attitude of activism by the state's legal community.
For the past 10 years, large, powerful corporate interests have really gone at us, and unfortunately, our group has really been more or less quiet about it. And we learned that it's time for us to really talk about who we are and what we do. And even if we have to take on the most powerful interests, we're ready to do that.
Bramer Moogley points to four priority bills which have just passed the state Senate. The bills would increase the statute of limitations for some lawsuits, allow family members to sue for medical malpractice involving adult children, and make judges tell juries the likely effects of their decisions. Bramer Moogley says one of the lawyers' biggest priorities is public financing for state Supreme Court races. $6 million was spent on last year's contest, and last week the Senate said yes to public financing.
Well, it isn't healthy for Wisconsin. You know, the last race was a nightmare for all of us that care. And, you know, all the lawyers in the state that were watching this, the race unfold last year, were just horrified by what we were seeing.
But Bramer Moogley admits that all four of the legal group's victories may be short-lived. The bills passed the Democratic Senate, but might not be taken up by the Republican Assembly. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.